This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, or the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marcos Pizza, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely gorgeous Monday afternoon, March 31st. We are out of here. This is the last day of March, guys. I hope that you're good. We are on the first quarter of the year is down. And we're stepping into April 1st, as of tomorrow. Being able to have a very good conversation about where we are and really being able to just be optimistic about the potential that exists in these particular areas. And so we continue being able to talk about national issues as it relates to productivity and the space thereof. Let's shout out my good decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. You can be able to get them now. And this is the beginning of the month. So the end of the month, March already gone. If you were driving dirty in March, I'm not going to fight you. You wasn't caught. Praise God. But get yourself taken care of. Get your insurance, guys. Go down there to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Ask for my good friend, Ethric Bowe, or ask for Mr. Richardson. They'd be more than happy to accommodate you with the best and most affordable insurance in town. You want to be able to give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. Guys, we are getting down now to the beginning of the month, and I'm waiting to hear from Dr. Teresa. She just sent me a text and a voice note. I just didn't have a chance to listen to it, but she's hit us up and let us know that she is prepared. To kind of kick off, we're going to know exactly what's what. I'm sure I'm going to have all the information by tomorrow. But she's going to kick off this sort of an idea of a brand new location out west in the One West Plaza for Coco Plum Wellness. What is Coco Plum Wellness? We've been talking about this for all those persons who have been sort of backed up. You're feeling stuffed up. You didn't feel too well in your body. Maybe you're bloated, inflammation, all these particular things. Maybe you are fighting and wrestling with parasites and other things like that, and you need an evacuation. Maybe you're one of those persons who say, hey, listen, I haven't gone now for 2 weeks. I haven't hit the number two for 2 weeks. Listen, this is crazy. There are people out there who do this. This is crazy. There's people out there who say, man, every 6 days, I have one pass. This is bananas. You got to be able to get this thing taken care of, guys. Go down to my good friend, Dr. Teresa Adelie Smith, and she'd be more than happy to accommodate you. You got to be able to check them out, man. This is the hydrocolonic, all right? This is not invasive like you're thinking. It's not this kind of an aggressive thing. They put warm water in this kind of a space and ensure that you are hydrated to ensure that you have evacuation in those areas. And you got to be able to reach her. Her number is 445-8111, 445-8111. West now, I'm sorry, but she's going to be moving to the One West Plaza, the One West space as you're headed out west, that's a Fresh Market. just on the right-hand side, you can be able to do that. She's going to tell us when she's going to have our grand opening, and this is something that's crucial. A lot of persons are indifferent with it. They don't want to talk about it. It's kind of a taboo conversation to have in public, but it's a sense that eating the best, you know, over the years, you may have something that is genetic. Who knows? You want to be able to ensure that you have the proper evacuation. You want to have the proper pass. And so you got to be able to do that. Give a call, 445-8111, 445-8111. That is Dr. Teresa Adderley Smith, or you can hit her up at www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Guys, check out my good, decent people over at DaVinci Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you as it relates to being able to get your printing taken care of. I keep telling you that, man. Go down there and check them out. They are phenomenal in what they do in that kind of a space. You want to go down there and check them out and ensure that they can be able to accommodate you accordingly and move in the direction of being able to. And don't just confine them to this kind of a space where you just get copies and prints and hard copies and this and that and for school. Let's do this. Let's put some stuff in your brains. Let's say you have a mother, a brother, sister, a loved one that have passed, that's passed away. Maybe they used to do scrapbooking. Maybe you've come across some of their letters. Maybe you come across some of their things and you want to kind of amplify that. You kept it every so often and kind of go back to your scrapbook and look at it. But you can blow that up and put it on the wall. You can blow it up as sort of a memorial to just to remember these particular persons by. And DaVinci Printing Innovators could be able to assist you with that. So go down there and check them out, and they'd be more than happy to be able to take care of you. Now, all the traditional stuff is definitely taken care of in that space also. But if you want to do something a little different, if you want to be able to make sure that you're taken care of in those areas, give them a call at 677-2922. That's 677-2922, DaVinci Printing and Innovators. You want to be able to do that. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. This is a hell of a thing that's happening in Grand Bahama. Fires ravage Grand Bahama. My God, sufficient resources were available. This is what Davis says. But every MP, and including those ones that aspire for these positions, are taking pictures with people hoses. Now, my mind, that this is just how it, my mind says, if I got to use my hose that's 50 foot to 100 foot on my house, the fire too close. I'm just saying, the fire already too close. So do you really have sufficient resources in these particular areas? I doubt it. And let's talk about it and be able to get into these particular things. All the information's in there. Renowned Bahamian musician Elon Moxie, he dies. All right, so we could be able to pick up the paper, find out exactly what's what. Date set for bribery trial for senior cop and lawyer. This is Michael Johnson, and I think that's Bijan Ferguson. They are in the papers, and we're going to be talking about that. But first thing, right off the top this morning, there's a good friend. He's here. You often hear him calling and talking about these things. He's been sort of an advocate for entrepreneurialism, for an advocate for Bahamianization, an opportunity to be able to be empowered. Not necessarily the usual characters view things from an ethics standpoint, but definitely being able to identify that his passion and understanding that it don't matter your appearance, the tribulation comes down significantly from the government. So all of us are in this one bucket, and I want to be able to introduce you to a friend and an advocate who's relentlessly being pushing now through, I think, 3 or 4 administrations for an opportunity. You've heard about it. You've heard about the Paradise Island Project. You heard about these particular things and being able to make those things happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to none other than Toby Smith. My brother, good afternoon. What's happening with you?
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
And you're in the studio with us today.
I am indeed. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to I guess, share my views with you and your listeners. Thank you.
I appreciate you, man. Tell persons who you are and what you've been advocating for the past, I don't know, almost 2 decades now.
13 years.
13 years.
The 12th of April will make 13 years that I'm pushing for the Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club project. You're correct. I've been through 4 administrations in trying to bring this to fruition, which is to restore the Paradise Island Lighthouse for free and be able to create a beach club where Bahamians and our guests can enjoy access to Crown land and beaches.
Tell us about that journey. Tell us about that for all those persons who haven't necessarily kept abreast of what's happening. And for all those persons tuned in, tell us about that journey. 13 years ago, it started off on a light journey where you had this particular position. The government made this decision to be able to go with you. And let us know. Tell us about that journey that led you up to this point today.
So the journey that Bahamians have to endure, Howard, is that they are subjected to having to go through a bureaucracy of application, first of all. So that frustrating journey is going to involve multiple government agencies, multiple government agency employees, and people that really don't have the decision-making power, which is funneled all the way to the top in the hands of the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. So Bahamians that wish to come up with what seems like a fabulous idea are then subjected to this bureaucracy, and we're given nothing but red tape along that whole journey. Whereas for Bahamians having to stand aside and watch as others come in from other nations and get a meeting straight into the office of the Prime Minister, get their red carpet treatment, and then next thing you know, we got rockets blowing up above us and they're trying to
figure out. Why do you think that is? Because, okay, so I have to structure it like this. I know sometimes we need a target as human beings. We need, for the frustration that we endure, for the weight that we have to bear, for the vision that exists within us, for this sort of an idea to produce that, to give birth to this, to this vision in our own space, this our own country, this our own space, we believe that we should be given an opportunity. But like you said, there is significant red tape. There is sort of a significant frustration now from a governmental standpoint. They believe that this is just bureaucracy. It takes this time. It takes time. But as we look at this, it seems like there is an expedited road, right? Mm-hmm. A path where foreigners could be able to expedite their objective, their goals, their ideas that live externally and bring that to fruition. Mm-hmm. And whilst we sit down here and wait, we wait for a piece of crown land. Mm-hmm. We wait for the government to be able to give us the proper, you know, vetting for whatever we need. We have to wait for so much things. And it seems as though everyone else get this kind of a expedited thing, this expedient thing. Mm-hmm. Do we look at the entity as the issue, or do we recognize that this is a governmental issue that have now spilled, like you said, through four administrations without rectification?
So I think that the term that I learned from Erin Green is spatial awareness. Mm-hmm. She emphasizes that a lot. So if there's 100 Bahamians in a room and we're all standing waiting on dinner, and one person walks in and starts clapping their hands about where my food is, hurry up, let's go. Why it is that the Bahamians must stand aside, those 99, those 100 Bahamians got to stand aside and watch homeboy getting served just because he's clapping his hands or just because he's of a different place of origin besides the Bahamas. And Bahamians have to watch that. Bahamians are sitting there hungry and they're watching. So rather than the question of why...
Do you think that this has become a part of the norm?
It's absolutely normal. Yeah, man, it's absolutely the norm. If we're consistently, from a ease of doing business perspective that is measured by external statisticians, that we move from being 165th in the world as far as ease of doing business, and then we move to the position of being 164th, the headline will write significant improvement in ease of doing business. But we're still at 164. Of all the countries around the world, that's how stagnated, that's how frustrating. That's what Bahamians have to go through. So what I've been through is you gotta kiss some people's butt, right? You gotta cowtail to them. Oh yeah, man, I support you, right? And they gonna be the politicians. Yeah, man, we support you, man. You ain't got straight yet. And I know this resonates with many Bahamians that are listening.
It resonates with me. I'm sitting right in front of you.
There you go. But but what is it that we know why? Right. If someone's coming in and if there's no campaign finance reform, for instance, right, we don't know how these politicians are launching their campaigns,
no,
how they're funding their campaigns.
No.
Right. And there's no declaration. There's no transparency. There's nothing along those lines. So when we ask ourselves why, it's a fact that it is. So how do we get around that? We can't improve the ease of doing business unless the government is complicit in that objective. But so long as we keep the front door blocked up, there's plenty of business going around on the back door.
I know I can get some flack for this, and I guess I could accept it. But the concept and idea for ease of doing business, for the most part, has not necessarily been applied to the Bahamian society. Now, there have been incremental, moderate improvement in how things could be done in our society. But for the most part, when it comes to expedience and the assurity that you could be able to place yourself in a better position, it happened under the Free National Movement when they introduced the Commercial Enterprise Bill. And they indicated that for you to be able to expedite these particular things, there should be a two-week process. And in the event that this two-week process is not taken care of and you don't get what you need, automatically, you get these particular things. That's not something that's been extended to us locally.
So I'm all about giving credit where credit is due. And you mentioned as far as what improvements have been done as far as ease of doing business. So I'll give kudos to whichever government administration it was, whereby, for instance, for Bahamians to apply for a business license, they tie in with, say, national insurance now. Before, you had to go to NIB and apply for a letter and then come back and try to get a letter. And the lady that gives the letter ain't there, she on leave, da da da. And you get this massive runaround. And while you're sitting there waiting, you get these
people, weeks.
Weeks, right?
Toby, listen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Weeks.
I feel you, right? But as you're sitting there in that line at NIB, your driver's license, or here, there, you see other people coming in, right, that are getting ushered by their handler and go upstairs and come back and they get it straight. They went through it, right? So for a Bahamian to have to sit by and watch that, it's very frustrating, right? So I've given kudos where kudos are due, that as far as ease of doing business where it relates
within
to
within the confines
license,
of the Inland Revenue Department is what
right,
you're saying.
Right, right. However, why it is that a foreign corporation does not need to, for instance, have to pay business licensing fees? Why is it that they don't have to pay VAT? Why is it that they don't have to have work permits for their employees? Why is it that they get this red carpet treatment for their Crown Land application? Surely, Howard, if there's 35,000 applications for Crown Land at Lands and Surveys, if anybody else comes in that line, they should be 35,001. Not pushed ahead of the queue. No, it doesn't happen, and that's what
you
Bahamians
can tell when the ribbons are cut. When the ribbons are cut for organization or entities, and you identify that people or these particular entities are good proximity to whoever the government is, and we also know that Lands and Survey is in the office of the Prime Minister. Okay,
two locations at the office of the Prime Minister.
No, I mean in terms of distribution.
Yeah.
And the office of the Prime Minister.
That's
the
where
Prime
the
Minister
is made.
Sign off on these particular things.
There actually should be a cabinet conclusion. So it doesn't, it can't just be, there's collective responsibility and there's a collective view and opinion. And that collectiveness, which is from cabinet, should then be able to execute on issuing a Crown Land lease. However, when that is not observed, what is the motivation for not doing that? Why is it that one person then makes the decision and as chief whip, then it gets put in a food chain? This is where we go. This is the direction that we're going in.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So when we identify these things, I think we have to take a step back. I know that this has been a tumultuous fight for you over the past 13 years, but I think both administrations, both political organizations rather, the FNM and the PLP, could use their fair share of the proverbial tongue lashing to say that you haven't done what you should have done to ensure that there is accessibility, accommodation, and opportunity for us locally. Because, Toby, your fight is my fight.
Yeah.
Your fight is my fight. I have several business licenses. I have several businesses, and I have to go through these things. I've sat down at the NIB department and just try to be able to go through to ensure that everything is taken care of. And there is a subtle expectation, even spoken, that for you to be able to get these particular... Now, everyone don't do this. I can't put everyone in this bucket. But we are... There are people that open their arms to this idea of being able to, and we don't call it bribe, we just call it lunch money, trying to be able to soften it up. But there are things that persons, whether the stagnation happens as a result of the expectation by the employee, or whether or not systematically, or whether or not governmentally, but the stagnation is for us all of us mm-hmm. that's sitting out here looking to be able to get into business. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to set up business in the United States of America, get an LLC, an EIA, mm-hmm. or all these particular mm-hmm. things right now mm-hmm. from the Bahamas mm-hmm. than being able to get some things done yeah. in the Bahamas.
I agree.
It's easier for me right now yeah. to set up a business, to get an LLC, to get an EIA, to get a bank account, to create a an account, to create a trust, to do all these things in the United States of America right now, today.
As a non-American.
As a non-American
yes,
citizen.
Sir. Yes, sir. And there's probably Americans in America bragging about how easy it is for them to get straight in the Bahamas, easier than it is for Bahamians.
That's crazy.
And where you have this vast inequality of what Bahamians have to endure versus what foreign investment goes through, it's totally wrong. And the politicians will meet their match when Bahamians don't support them, don't vote for them. When Bahamians ask these politicians, hey, can I get written support? And they say, my word is my bond.
They would never write nothing on a piece of paper.
Right. And then
don't want to be held accountable for something that they said to you.
Right.
In secrecy.
Yeah.
Let's make it transparent.
They'll be on the front page of the newspaper, front page of the Guardian, pledging support in opposition. And then they become in power and front page of the Guardian. They've done 180 degrees and you have to ask yourself
100%.
Why.
Let's be able to get this quick commercial break, guys. You can be able to give me a call when we get back right after this.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen looking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely beautiful Monday afternoon. I am here being able to jam, have a good conversation with Toby, just talking about the way that things are set in this country and how it feels. I don't know whether or not we should just go with an emotionally charged conversation, but it seems as though it's actually set against us, not necessarily for the growth and development of us, not for this idea of forward, upward, onward, together, this unity, this junto, this unity of who we are as a people. But it seems as though this idea is set in this particular manner to ensure that external entities who got the money, who got the anchor project, who got all these particular things, are taken care of before they even give good consideration to us locally. I want you guys to be able to join in the conversation. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good day, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Good day to Toby. I'm okay. Hey, Toby, I was listening to you last week when you was on the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
I stand with you in every step of the way with your issue, with your case. I'm between the court here and trying to make applications to Privy Council.
Thank you very much. And I stand with every Bahamian that's got an application and that has a viable project that's trying.
Anyway, but Howard, you know, I call in reference to my situation with the Pittstown situation down in Crooked Island, where I own my properties. I ain't had no government issue me no properties, and from since 2001, and they were sent out of the courts since 2008, right, by ruling from former Supreme Court Justice Cheryl Albury. But still, now Friday passed, it 2 years and 5 months since I wrote on the 14th of November, 2022, to this administration, and they refused to answer my letters. The 23 acres, 700 foot of beachfront properties I own there, they cannot move, but they just wouldn't respond. Now, Toby,
yes,
are you
sir?
Familiar with the legal term void ab initio?
No, I'm not, sir.
Okay, that's ab initio is a Latin term. It's spelled A-B, space, I-N-I-T-I-O. That means any agreement that is signed that is not legally binding. And ab initio means from the beginning. That means it's void from the beginning. Howard, these people just will not respect Bahamian and their land. But still, Friday gone, made 6 months since I returned from Crooked Island, September, and the police was told from 2021 on the 18th of June, 3 months before this government came to power, to return my fence and material on my property. And they didn't, but I showed up there on the 14th of September last year, stayed there for 2 weeks. The police gave me the fence and material back. I have a receipt in my possession 2 days later, on Monday the 16th of September. And the following week, when I tried to reinstall my fence, the police moved it again. You can believe that.
Really?
I'm a Bahamian that owns my properties. These people will not treat Bahamians the way they're supposed to. What is this all about?
That's heavy what you're saying, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. I know that you've been agitating and really been pushing for these things, but it seems like we're no foreigners to this. We're no strangers, to this this tribulation that has been obviously following us for a long time. It's frustrating, man. Toby, talk to me about it.
I think that gentleman sounds as though he's got his documents in line. I think he's got his dates well logged.
He's been talking to us about it for a long time.
Yeah. Maybe you should consider running for Crooked Island. Maybe you should consider you as a community member that's embraced by Pittstown as becoming a representative and independent. Having witnessed before, I didn't get the opportunity to ask him how many fire trucks are in Crooked Island, how many ambulances, if the light, how the airport terminal is, if the lights on the runway actually function at night in the case of an emergency, if there's illegal deforestation, what could be done to increase farming in Crooked Island? What could be done as a collective to say all members of Crooked Island in Pittstown area, we are allocating Crown land, which is this area around near to the dock, near to the community center, whereby the inhabitants of Crooked Island and those that wish to move back to Pittstown to repopulate the area because they've had to leave out of financial desperation and come to the capital or elsewhere, that the government is actually going to designate some Crown land where these guys can set up something. It's going to build the community. It could be, for instance, that they're in line with the mailboat so that they can get their fish to market in Nassau in an appropriate time so that they can get their salt that they work so hard for and into an international market and get a premium p- price paid for what their hard work is doing. Whereas instead, they've been told, well, they've got tomatoes rotting on the vine, to bring it into the produce exchange, which is closed, to put it on the mail boat that's delayed, and the beat goes on. So, caller, I suggest that perhaps you consider you or nominating someone in the community and anyone else in these communities. Look at the front page of The Guardian where John Pinder is talking about mental health. What is the government doing to give accessibility to mental health when a psychologist, a therapist is costing $100, $200, $300 an hour? How does your regular Bahamian that's very mentally distraught through depression, anxiety, grief, loss, all of these components, how are they supposed to get back on track, having been deserted by multiple governments after Dorian and before, and now with raging fires? How many fire trucks are in Abaco?
It seems as though that we as a people, those that were birthed in this particular space with expectation and dreams to move forward, this is the canceling from the beginning. That even being birthed into this section, the idea is if your dreams avoid and you can't be able to access those things. This void ab initio, the word that he just told us about.
Yes.
This is where we are right now. And how do we get back into a valid space? How do we get back into acknowledgement? How do we get back into a space where our governments recognize the importance of being able to take care of the Bahamian people first?
Isn't it down to the Bahamian people to demand these things? If you keep voting between two parties,
That's what our demand has been from 2002, when we chose the PLP. And then 2007, you chose the FNM. And in 2012, you chose the PLP. And in 2017, you chose the FNM, right? Show this kind of discontent. But it seems as though political organizations just accept the fact that, you know, it's going to be us this time and them this time.
Yeah.
Not understanding that there is discontentment and this unsatisfied spirit that exists in the Bahamian society.
So who's to blame?
The people who keep voting,
The people will blame the politicians, but it's the people that are voting these people in. So what have we heard?
These people back in.
We've heard it's a new day, right? We've heard it's the people's time. We've heard rock with Doc, right? How about Bahamians first? Where the people that do have the power, trust me, Howard, when I say that, I mean, you introduced me as being an activist or agitating for change, etc., right? I guarantee you that if a few good Bahamians was to stand up, that are recognized in the community. You see big demonstration up in Harbor Island. You see the big people fed up over there in Bimini. If these people were to actually say, right, enough is enough. What's the plan here? How are we going to get there? I would say
big demonstration in Eleuther right now.
Right now. Good. Well, then go for it. Because they ain't got no water, man. This is something that's absolutely basic. That their water's constantly off. That their power goes off. That their appliances are getting fried. Right? They ain't got the money to buy generator and RO system and solar panels and all the rest of it. But a fundamental, I bet you there's no fire truck. I shouldn't even laugh. I bet you there's no fire truck in Harbor Island. I can tell you that the people rely upon the Amish in North Eleuther for their fire truck to assist. And they come and they do their thing. Why is it when Aaron Green was saying that what can the fire department do during the rainy season, for instance, right? There's different seasons. So right now is the dry season. But what can they do in the rainy? How about they just cut these fire breaks with heavy equipment? And instead of giving a contract to one of their boys, which is typical, they actually go through a proper tender process where somebody in Abaco gets that contract. Abaco fires are getting fought by a volunteer organization.
When we talk a level of simplicity,
It is.
But it's truly that simple.
It truly is that simple. The Bahamians really need to stand up and say, look, instead of them bickering amongst themselves between red and yellow and green and black and da-da-da-da-da, just stand up, man. Just agree to take a position that these jokers ain't worth your vote. And what is worth your vote is to pick an independent so you get a caucus at the House of Assembly, right? So that you in the House of Assembly want Toby on board to vote this
Toby,
bill.
You sound like you're running.
Maybe I will, man.
Maybe I will. Toby.
Maybe I will.
Toby, you sound like you will run.
Yeah, man, I might run. Sprinting,
I like
running,
this, Toby.
I could be sprinting.
Let me take a quick commercial break, guys. We get right back after this.
The Foundation.
The
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read.
87 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here with Toby, just being able to talk about these particular things and move forward with passion and determination. I love it, man. Toby, sound like you're getting ready to run. I think it agitating for a particular thing and recognizing the bureaucracy that exists in our systems and the need for transparency, accessibility, and true opportunity for Bahamians. I think it really boils down to after their stint, their time that they've given to this thing for reform, they say to themselves, we got to change governments. We got to change this system. How can I get involved deeper? Is that where you are?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think that I can only encourage more Bahamians to go deeper in saying, rather that we know what the problem is, we know who to blame, we know whose shoulders it falls squarely on, and we could bicker all we want, and the politicians are counting on us bickering amongst ourselves. But actually, how many people are out there that are saying, man, enough is enough? Me, I believe, or village saying, listen, Howard, you live amongst us within this village. We believe that you, your beliefs, morals, and what you've advocated for resonates with us. The amount of percentage of clowns that they've got in the House of Assembly now, you've got 40 people. Is this really, Bahamians, is this really the best 40 Bahamians that we can find to run this country? Right?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
And of those 40, ask yourself, how many of them do you consider as just being complete and utter clowns? That when they stand up, they're making these jokes, they're scoffing at each other, wasting our time, and there's people committing suicide. There's kids that are dying. There are people getting murdered. There aren't medications in the hospital. There's people stacked up at the morgue. All of these pressing issues and these jokers and clowns, want to scoff and think it's funny. And you're going to vote for these jokers, or you're going to actually make up your mind that this is enough BS and either put yourself forward yourself or have a candid conversation amongst yourself with like-minded people and nominate someone within your village, within your community to run.
Let me take this quick call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard and Toby.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Nico?
Good afternoon, Nico.
How are you?
Everything good, man. What's happening with you?
Everything's good. Just a day older. So,
happy birthday, Nico. Today is your birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Nico.
Today is your birthday, Nico. Happy birthday to you. Oh, man.
Thank you. But listen, this is invigorating. Now, if I decide to run, my slogan is enough, enough. As simple as that.
Wow.
Toby's doing it. And Toby actually said that he would run in Cat Island.
Mm.
I will support him to run against Brave.
I didn't say I would run in Cat Island. I was encouraging.
You were thinking about it.
I was encouraging the gentleman at Crooked Island to run. maybe that's the place that I do need to run is Cat Island. Maybe Kalani. I don't know.
Yeah, you whatever know? You need to do. That's another story.
If they got that current representation that you do for Kalani, and that was the one that decided to double dip and screw me over, then...
No, I'm going to support you,
thank
okay?
You.
And
thank you.
That's coming from me on national radio.
I appreciate that vote of confidence.
And I mean that. And Toby, you've known me. We've been schoolmates since when you were little, and your brother was in my class, so we all know each other as brothers.
Yeah.
There was a lot of dialogue in regard to what Toby was saying, Howard, in regard to why don't we have fire trucks? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? And then they come across that we don't have the money. But you borrow $500 million in a week for infrastructure and everything else. That is not going to occur. He is going to call a snap election. And at the same time, Freeport... They're at war with Freeport.
Who they are at war with Freeport. You mean the Progressive Liberal Party? This government or this administration?
This government is at war with the Grand Bahama Port Authority.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's
your- this is banana. I mean, Toby, Nico, this is bananas what you're saying.
Okay. Now, look at, you have cloud seeding going on, and you know that you and I have discussed this. Right, they're doing it in our country, right? So they're taking a play. They're saying, "Oh, okay, look, we're going to burn down Malibu. We're going to burn down North Carolina for the lithium deposits. Well, let's burn down Freeport so we can get those guys out." Hypothetical, not fact.
My God,
right? So it's something for the Bahamian people to think about. And Toby was talking about the bureaucracy. Now, the bureaucracy only applies to make it so difficult that you can't get what you need. But these guys come in, and all of a sudden you're going to put a 17-story building on Cable Beach and then Pearl Island, whatever it's called. But it's friends of friends and what is that Bahamian saying? Friends of friends and lovers of, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? So this, we are living in a corrupt environment.
Wow.
Now, the other thing is, how many Africans are in government, working in government?
Africans, you mean dark-hued black people?
You can be. 39. My uncle is 30, African, 30, and he's white.
38.
Okay. How many are there?
38.
I was in immigration. All I heard was Matongo
minus
and Latongo
Adrian White.
And this, that. And I was shocked. Why? These are not doctors. They're not lawyers. They're not. I was shocked. What are they doing here?
Wow.
Why are the Chinese here? Chinese are here for the Belt Road Project. They're stopping Toby because Toby is a pain in their side, a thorn in their side, or a pain in the gluteus maximus. And Toby, and I'm going to say it on national radio, Tommy is a lighter hue than me and you.
Wow.
Now, at the same time, applications are making to certain government departments and they're making decisions without the information. Things are being conducted that are out of sorts. What one has to do at this point is drain the swamp. And I've said this, and I'm using President Trump's language. Drain the police force. Drain the RBDF. You got the government, the obese government bureaucracy. The only way you're going to get in is a clique. If you're part of that clique, that family, that goes for both. And I said on Friday, and you guys laughed about it, your analogy with gravy?
The sloppy gravy.
The dripping gravy.
The dripping gravy, yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Now,
well, Nico, I got to take a break to get the news. I got to take a break to get the news. So I want you to give me a call when we get back after this. We can see if we can continue the conversation, all right? Guys, quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Monday afternoon here talking, and we're talking the way that we are, with agitation, with provocation, with this rasp in our voice, with a desire to be able to see change in our society. In the studio with me is none other than Toby Smith, being able to do some things. Toby, before we get to this, I want to be able to say some stuff, man. So, I got a text that came through to talk about some opportunities. While we're on this topic of talking about opportunities, I want to let you guys know that the deadline is today, right, for all the scholarships available through the Ministry of Education. I just got this text. Howard, just let all those single mothers know. Let all those young persons know who things are. They want to be able to get some things taken care of. The deadline is today. Today at midnight. You want to be able to do that. You can go on the website to find out more information on how you could be able to apply for that. They have a few things in here, whether that's the University of the West Indies, whether that's the student athlete track, the PIT, GOB, the private independent transfer and GOB, whether that's the OAS government of the Bahamas, I'm sorry, government scholarship, and also the public school scholarships. You want to be able to do that today. So go on the website, find out more about that Ministry of Education, and get your kids to be able to apply for those things and get it taken care of today. Just wanted to be able to say that for all those persons who are looking to be able to upgrade their skills and kind of step out on a limb and fulfill those dreams and ideas that you have. Like I said, I'm in the studio with Toby today. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to call, please do so. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. You can hit me up, 422-4796. Yeah, Toby, you're here with us and you're agitating. You're just being able to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. I feel like all of us have gone through this hell and high water for some time.
Many. Some people are fresh into it. Others have been frustrated for decades and die without it.
Toby, I can say this to you. And I don't want to charge the atmosphere with negativity, but this is some stuff that I've wrestled with as a young person trying to be able to find my way out of the possibility of making $200 or $250 a week. I think my mind is bigger than that. I think my experience, my qualifications are bigger than that. But our societies confine us to a space. And so I fight myself with these ideas and tapped into entrepreneurialism. And some evenings I lay up in the bed and I say, I wish I didn't have this dream. Mm. I wish I didn't have this kind of an idea. Mm. Why can't I just be content and kind of lazy and laid back and just accept what so many persons obviously have accepted in our society? There is a drive, there is a push, and we're always met. There's a great deal of vision in our society, but capital and provision is one of the things that's the issue. And beyond that, whether or not we're going to be able to get our governments to give us an opportunity with transparency as we walk through the front door of formality to get these things done. Toby, we're met with contention. Talk to me about it.
I hear what you're saying, and I think it comes down to the saying that ignorance is bliss. Mm. Howard, what is wrong with a young person having ambition, determination, qualification, all of those things that makes for a good entrepreneur, all of the things that people look for?
And they beat you down, Toby. Yeah, I don't care what color you is. They tell you things like... You know, you got to dumb these things down. Maybe you're overqualified. Maybe you're trying too hard. Why don't you take this little thing that we're offering? Yeah. Toby, I know you found that.
Yeah.
Your aspirations may have been bigger than your britches.
Well, that's the thing, right?
So, and they tell you, why don't you take this instead of settle this big dream you got?
Settle for that, right? But you figure, how many people can survive off of minimum wage of $210 per week?
Survive. Nobody.
Nobody. But that's what minimum
wage
is.
But you're forced to. That's why it's called survival.
Yeah. But why is it that when you ask someone to say, look, the cost of living is very high, and the response is, well, then don't eat steak, eat hamburger. Right?
That's what it is. That
shows you how out of touch. Ask that same man, how much is a chicken in the food store that's grown in the Bahamas, for instance, right? When you're coming out with these big, what you think are smart ideas by saying that we're going to drop VAT on unprocessed foods, right? On non-cooked foods. What does that say to Bahamian farmers that are paying 5%, now they want to do it, that they're introducing it, that everyone else can bring it in at 5%, right? But they're losing 5% because they have to pay 10% on all their sales. Yeah? This Golden Joke project that they've got. When you figure 16 million...
Not a yoke.
No, the Golden Joke. You figure $16 million is what they publicly said has been spending, right? They don't have a feed mill. Yeah, they take you out to an empty lot and tour you around with the media and whatnot, right? But $16 million, what could that do for people that are making $210 a week? Where in all of this foreign direct investment, they say, oh, anchor projects, right? Anchor my Jaxi. How much Bahamian ownership is in any of these foreign direct investments? How smart is it to take a hub like in Grand Bahama, right? Where you've got the Freeport cruise ship terminal, for instance. How smart is it to say, let's go and give a cruise line all of this land outside of town and give them permission to have four berths and generate all of this economical centric area way away from Bahamians. And Bahamians, you'll have jobs, though. You'll have jobs. You could come in and pick up garbage. You can come in and clean up toilets. You could come in, remove the trash, do the landscape maintenance. How much sense is that for Bahamians? That doesn't represent my belief. Does it represent your
no.
belief system in having zero ownership in a project
no.
for minimum wage? But these jokers believe that it is.
Toby, we got to change these things, man. Guys, the lines are wide open. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, yes ma'am.
I'm the first-time caller to
yes,
your
ma'am.
Show.
Thank Yay. You so much.
I'm not one who call on politics, but I have been, like, super provoked by Toby. I am so, like, overwhelmed right now. I can hardly talk.
Go ahead, man. We got you. We're listening carefully, and I appreciate
I know.
You calling in now.
I am exhausted. I am tired. I am weary of what is happening in our nation. Mm-hmm. And we need a change. God knows it. I am not up all hours in the night asking God and praying for our nation for a change.
On a scale of 1 to 10, being very frustrated. How frustrated are you, ma'am?
I am super frustrated. That's why I need you to step up to the plate. If you're saying, if you feel the way you do, you have to put your money where your mouth is.
What area do you live in, ma'am?
I am saying that, hey, as a single mother, I started my business from scratch. I didn't go and get no handout from the government or anything because it's pointless. Okay, I was tired of people in government calling for me to put my proposal in. Joy, we have three people vying for the job, knowing that I'm not going to get it, knowing they're not going to hire me. I'm not doubting. I just know it's fact. I've tried this. I've been 10 years, Jerry, going in business, and I have never, I tried. I was so ignorant of knowing how to put those proposals in until when I gained sense.
Yeah.
I realized, oh, shoot, that's the way it's going. I didn't know that's the way it goes. That's how stupid I was, thinking that I was good enough to get a genuine proposal in, and get a opportunity to get a job, not being politically connected. You know,
wow.
Just get it for real. I'm tired.
Child
is so full from school.
How many other people do you know that are frustrated?
He put in an application and was going to one of the government quasi place. I was told, no. Take this to your representative.
Really?
You'll get the job.
They still doing this?
Of course, ma'am. Who's your representative, without being specific to where you live, ma'am?
I'm in the Carmichael Road constituency.
Really?
Oh, man, that joker.
This is crazy what you're saying to me.
He ever come out?
I didn't know people still was doing this.
I am telling you, that really grieves me.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I am not begging for anything. I had to blood sit and say, send my child to Canada, got him educated, and bring him back home. And right now, he is home somewhat. I don't want to even speak that over him. I had to find ways to pray over him so he don't lose his mind. Literally.
You're not the only one out there.
I appreciate your telephone call, ma'am.
Thank you, really, really do.
Thank you so very kindly, and we feel your pain.
And you're not stupid. You're trying your best to provide for yourself and your kid. It might be that perhaps
Toby,
in the beginning you were naive.
How much of this you hear on a regular basis?
Man, straight through. And people are calling me on the side saying, boy, Toby, I support you. People are reaching out to me on the side. People I've never met before in my life. When I walk down the street, people come up to me, man, Toby, we support you, man. Man, Toby, thanks very much for standing up. And people feel so threatened that if they step out of the crease and they support somebody else and it goes out there in the public, that there's going to be repercussions, that the promise that the politician gave them.
Only a promise,
right? But for me, I'm old school. Right, my promises are golden. If I promise you something, you're right. But with them, they've completely messed up the whole definition of a promise being a comfort to a fool.
Yeah.
Right? But I'll say this. Ma'am, I appreciate you calling in. It takes courage for you to call in, and I understand it can make people nervous from calling in, but as many Bahamians will stand up as possible. The people in Harbour Island, uniting with the people in Bimini. You got Denver over there in Bimini that was speaking up about what they want to do in barring Bahamians from being able to fish around a certain place where the cruise ship comes in.
Yeah.
Right? You've got Bahamians that want to fish around the Berry Islands getting run by the cruise ships. You've got this one getting run from here. This is Bahamian Crown Land. This is the Bahamian Ocean that they're running us from. And unless we actually stand up, let me tell you, since I started this quest, right, this adventure, it has made me understand, one, access to media, such as radio, talk shows, the newspapers, television, that if we stand up and the Bahamian rage, the Bahamian anxiety, all of these feelings that Bahamians are feeling gets unleashed, there's going to be a massive problem, and there's going to be a massive movement in this country. And I believe, personally, that between now and when apparently they're supposed to call elections, what, on the 6th of June, Labor Day, to take advantage
of... Hold on, Toby, you're doing too much, Toby.
So then they go, so then they go out and call us and have it within 3 months for 12 weeks, right? So when this actually comes out, I can only implore Bahamians, man, agitate. Get someone out there that who resonates with you to vote for
you
them.
You will call Fred Mitchell to call me today.
Good, let him
he
call.
He didn't say that.
Tell him call
he
me.
He said that he's going to test the strength of the organization come June 6th.
I didn't read that. There's probably something cryptic in there, but I don't listen to the fella. But anyways, if you're fed up, if you're in Eleuthera and can't get no power, if you're in Bimini and getting run, if you here and can't get no fishing permit, you can't get this, you can't get that, what are you going to do? Sit back and relax with the status quo, which is what you were saying, where, yeah, I just could be lazy and drink beer and sit on the blocks and just do that.
A lot of people do this, by the way.
They do, but what opportunity is there for them?
Listen, I think we have a problem with this kind of an idea where persons are running into alcoholism and they're running into sweetheart and anything to distract them from the passion that exists within them, the idea of being able to do more in their existence. They do everything to distract away from that because they know that is going to be hell and high water to try to be able to bring this thing to life.
Indeed. But that's not everybody, though, Howard.
A lot of people agree.
Some people will turn to vices, and that could be sweetheart, and that could be liquor, that could be smoking, whatever it is.
But people like you and I, we're fighting for this.
So we're qualified. We have ambition. We're determined. We've got the finances. To be honest with you, the finances are the easy part of these things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's actually having that mindset and determination to get rid of these jokers that are impeding our progress.
My God.
Which is what they're doing, right? For us to be able to be set free in what we're trying to do and not be held down by the screws that are at the top, these oligarchs that are at the top that don't want the competition, that aren't allowing it, that are funding the campaigns and keeping people like us that have legitimate legal ambition to be kept at bay so that we cannot thrive. And the quicker the Bahamians wake up to that and accept that, the better we are.
Let me take a next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Next telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Grant.
Hey, good day. How you doing?
Good day to your guest, Toby, and good day to the nation.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
Mr. Grant, I beg you, give me a few minutes to make my point.
Okay? Go ahead.
Listen, man, while I support Toby, and I totally respect the guy,
Thank you.
I really don't appreciate, you know, the tone that he uses on the national airways about our governance, okay? Be it FNM, be it PLP, whatever government it is. I think if you don't respect the person, you should respect the office at least. And you know what? I really support Toby. I kid you not. But Mr. Grant, we need to up the level of respect in our nation with the way we talk and communicate.
So let me ask you.
We continue to go in the direction that we're going.
Give me the blueprint, because I don't want to make the same mistake, whatever you think this mistake is. Give me the blueprint of how I should be able to talk to the government.
Well, Mr. Grant, listen, let me say this. The caller before your news, you allow him to make some very dangerous, unfounded accusations and stuff on the airways with the PLP government being at war with the Port Authority, so they decide that if they can't get rid of them, burn them out. So his insinuation is that Brian Mahama is on fire because the PLP wants to burn out the Port Authority. That is dangerous. That is very dangerous for you
I agree with you.
I agree with that too, caller. But can you... So this isn't actually directed at me. You're saying that in
the
general...
Caller, yeah.
No, it's not directed at you at all. It's not directed.
Okay, because I'm fully accountable for my words and actions, and I'll face them head on. No problem at all. But thank you for qualifying that.
Thank you. thank you. I do appreciate you, my brother.
My brother. Thank you.
Yeah, but I still want you to be able to at least give me a blueprint and all those persons who are listening and how to be able to talk to a government. A government that successively has been incompetent and not being able to provide the Bahamian people with true opportunities. A government that has relentlessly and continuously provided opportunity for external entities and not being able to ensure that they can empower local persons internally. At what point can we even show our frustration? Or should we always relentlessly genuflect and say, yes, sir, master,
yes, sir.
No.
I just need you to tell me.
That is not what I'm saying at all, Mr.
But then, tell me what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, I'm angry. I'm angry about a lot of things. A lot of things isn't working for me and my family in this country, and I'm angry about it. But, you know, Mr. Grant, I'm not going to come on the airways and disrespect the government by saying you're a bunch of jokers and you're clowns and you ain't doing... That's the height of disrespect because, you know, after all, we do have to respect the power and authority.
I disagree, caller. So
I appreciate you telling
me. I was the one that used the term clowns and jokers. And yeah, if you're going to stand up in Parliament and have a laugh and think that everything is funny and banging on the table and backslapping for what we don't have to be proud of, then yes, you deserve my disrespect. I don't have respect for people that treat running our country as a joke. When you've got people hanging themselves, when you've got people over-medicating to commit suicide, where politicians are saying that the person that committed suicide clearly was not a strong person, I do not respect that. And I think that Bahamians are trained with this mindset that we are obliged to respect these people in authority, but I don't believe that they deserve our respect. And I'm not saying that as a blanket statement. But if you go be a joker, I could call you a joker. If you act like a clown, I could call you a clown.
I mean, I just don't understand. I know that we have been trained and we have been taught to always identify, right? For the majority of us who stand in these particular positions, coming up as black people, Toby, go with me.
Yeah.
Our parents and grandparents have taught us this hospitality, this service that we've rendered.
Yeah.
Our parents and grandparents have taught us that we serve with our heads down.
Yeah,
that we
bow. Yeah.
This is who we are. The generations displaced after our grandparents have lift our heads a bit and says, this is not working for us.
Yeah.
We've ran into politics and the politicians have become neo-colonialists.
Yeah.
Where we found that there was an issue with the oligarchs of yesteryear. Yeah. We got rid of them. We found ourselves in self-governance.
Yeah.
And we're looking for liberty and all these particular things. And we say, oh my God, these people look like us. This is going to be true opportunity. And
right,
it's
on.
Worse.
Yeah, man.
It's worse.
Yeah, you see that?
Now you're in this position.
Right.
I know they want us to do. They
Shut
are
up.
Jokey leaders.
How dare you, right? But let me ask you this.
They're jokey leaders.
Is that how you're raising your children, Howard?
Hell no.
Right. So me as a single dad, right, that stepped up to the plate at every single juncture, right, and that had to advocate to get my kid, first of all, or a very vindictive, a very unkind person that's a mother that tried to turn my kid against me, right? These are things that go on behind the scenes that Bahamian men have to face, right? And still in that adversity, in trying to hold down a job while she's sending the man around to come lock me up and this and that. All of these things, my brother.
Well, let me take a break, guys. And when we get back, we can be able to talk about these things. Because if you want me to bite the corner of my mouth, that ain't going to happen. KB, you ready? Then tell us. There's a jokey leaders. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
In a jokey town. A tree ring circus, what a bunch of clowns. They're joking and they're jiving, they're messing around. We got some jokey leaders, what a bunch of clowns.
Vinda has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
Hey,
Hey, pizza lovers! Marco's Pizza is turning up the heat with new daily deals that are here to stay. Get the trio one large, one topping pizza, a 2-liter drink, and cheesy bread for just $21. Or double up with the golden crust duo, two large, one topping pizzas, and a 2-liter drink for just $24.
Want more?
Grab the Magnifico double, two medium, two topping pizzas for just $28. Great pizza,
great deals,
all day,
every day.
Available now at Marco's Pizza. Order today.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy your channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected. Live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thought-provoking conversations that always propel you to take on a position. We had a few first-time callers being able to talk about these things because this is what hits home, man. I know that you expect Toby to be able to come here and speak about RCI and all the injustices that exist in these particular, or whether or not it is injustice, or this his fight that he continues to be able to ensue, that he's done so now, as he said, April 12th would make 13 years. And not, that ain't got nothing to do with RCI. That has everything to do with the government, successive administrations, four that he's spilled through, kind of got or ran through, and has not been able to commit themselves to what they said that they would do behind closed doors. Hey, I can do this. We can be able to get these things done. And when it's time for formality, they step off. They step back from these particular things. Toby is only one of a trillion people in this country. And, you know, I exaggerated, but there's so many persons. Howard Grant on this list. I might as well tell you the truth. There are people that are listening in here that have done what they tell us to educate our children. Toby, talk to me.
Yeah.
They said, educate your children, prepare your children, do this, do that, and your children can get opportunity.
How about having some, with this national brain drain that's going on, how about having a national brain enrichment, right? Where you have kids that go away, fortunately, because they've got the financial means and accommodation, et cetera, to be able to go away and get a good education. And then what is there for them to come back? And they tell their parents, man, ain't nothing for me to come back to. I seen the struggle, Toby, that you went through. I'd be stupid to come
Toby,
back to
Toby, there's nothing to come back to. The only thing that you can come back to is an opportunity if your parents have their own business. Okay, so if I own my own business, entrepreneurialism, and let's hopefully I could be able to make, I'm making something significant,
right,
and I want to leave that for my children. They could come into my business specifically,
right,
and find a space for themselves to be able to watch that thing expand. To come into the job market in the Bahamas is crazy at this point.
And if the playing field was level, when your kid goes to apply for a job, let's say at the Ministry of whatever it might be, right, or somewhere else, they already have a predetermined candidate that they're going to pick to get the scholarship.
A lot of the time,
to get the job, to get that, to
they,
fill
I
that
I don't think
job.
They'll admit this to us at face value.
They don't have to.
But I could tell you, and I care not to call people's names, in 2000 and between 2007 to 2009, I had an interview with the Ministry of Tourism in Grand Bahama. And, you know, I'm just spiffy, just come from the hotel, working in the hotel, qualified, capable, articulate, insightful experience. I'm ready to go for this particular job that they had the newspaper in Grand Bahama. So I'm here and I'm presenting myself. Now, five people is around the board. Now, I could call all these five people names because I know them personally in the communities, except this one gentleman, right? And this gentleman's in there and I'm sitting in this particular space. And they start to talk to me about my hopes and dreams and ideas and aspirations and this and that. And at the time, I used to take with me a book that I used to write all my dreams down in.
Good.
My hopes and aspirations.
Yeah, man. I'd encourage anyone to do that. Set your intent. Yeah, man.
So I threw it on the table. It's big as a Bible. It's big, right?
Yeah, man.
So I threw it on the table, right? Nice book. I threw it on the table.
You still got it?
Yeah, of course I still got it. Good. Right? But I have more because I had to keep writing, right?
Yeah, man.
So when I threw it on the table, I opened it up. I said, well, this is it. And I started to talk to them about concepts and ideas that exist in my book. And so just a generic question that they ask you at the end of each one of the interviews, where do you see yourself in 5 years, right? And so they started, they said, Mr. Grant, we want to ask you this question. I know it's a silly question because you've already told us your dreams, but we got to ask you this question. What do you see yourself in 5 years? This gentleman, whoever this guy was, he didn't even allow me to answer. He said, coming for my job. I need you to understand something, Toby. Many times the blockage is the system, but many times the blockage is a level of jealousy that exists in these particular person's heart because of their inaptitude, their inability to be able to move forward, their lack of aspirations, their drive, their determination, their contentment in this position, and the threat of you showing up.
Yeah, man.
They don't want nothing to do with you.
And as much bureaucracy as they could fill in your place.
Listen to me. Yeah. They will lose your paper.
Yeah, I've been through that too.
They will lose your paper.
Do you know how many government agencies I've been
through? This is what we're dealing with in this country.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with. And why are they there? It's not because they're qualified, because they were put there, because they were a senator, but they need the hookup because they can't survive in the regular world and making money, you know. They need something cushy.
Listen.
From one of their
nobody
ministers.
Can see, people just get mad at me when I talk like this. I can say this to you.
I could say it. Go ahead.
We could count the amount of persons who have made their millions in this country from their bootstraps.
Yeah.
I'm talking about black people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, because I don't know.
Honkies too, man. Us crackers, we made money from, I started with nothing, you know.
Now, hold on. Watch me now. Watch me. I'm talking about me, the statistics I know.
Yeah.
And information. There are many deal of people who have made their money in this country. We could call them on our hand who did it from their bootstrap, whether that's talent, whether that's product, whether that's service, whatever they offer, they've been able to really amass a significant amount of money, and then they expanded. We could count these people on our hand.
Without nepotism. Doing it the right way, through hard work, being smart.
Without government contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
Without proximity to power.
Yeah.
They've done this by their talent. We could count these people on our hand.
A handful. That's why, Howard,
the other people who have made millions and buku money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is as a result of proximity to power.
Thank you.
Is as a result of contractual obligations that the government has given them, so forth
direct
and so on.
Direct access.
Direct access.
And why?
Direct access.
For a favor.
You understand me?
Yeah. Hang come, hang go, right?
They have a relentless allegiance to the people who changed their lives forever.
And then they're looking down their noses at us.
Now watch me. And as soon as they get in this gate, wherever this gate is.
Yeah.
Whatever this red plate gate is.
Yeah.
As soon as they get in this gate.
Yeah.
They slam it and rail it shut. And no opportunity for you. No opportunity for this one. No opportunity. And then they go back to the speech from the Prime Minister, given in, I think it was in Grand Bahama, I think it was 1969, that he starts in the vision book. I keep, Obi Pinling, I keep asking you for the book. Hope to God you could be able to give me the book.
Hey, Obi.
The vision of Lyndon Pinling, right? In the book, Lyndon Pinling starts to say he wants to create 1,000 millionaires. Now, I don't think they ever got to 1,000 millionaires. But how that millionaire development happened, it didn't happen based upon the amount of talent that existed in our community. Bohemianization could have changed all of this, you know. Bohemianization was a true sense of empowerment that could have changed the very format, the foundation of how we interact from a capital standpoint in a society. But because that don't truly exist, we now got to depend upon the government. We got to depend upon our relationship. We got to depend upon friends, families, and lovers, as opposed to being able to say, oh, I could do this. This is my talent. This is my skill set.
It's a level playing field for everybody.
But there's no equality in our country.
No, there's not.
This injustice happens, but
you know, the world is exactly where it's supposed to be. The Bahamas is exactly where it's supposed to be. It's in perfect balance with exactly where it's supposed to be.
That's heavy,
Yeah, man. But if we want to tip the scale, we've actually got to tip the scale, you know. It can't just be that they put a Facebook post up. It's got to be that they get involved. They got to be part of that change, not rely upon other people to bring about.
People are afraid to get involved.
There are people that are afraid to get involved.
The 3,000 some people that showed up for We March, they feel there's a tremendous amount of them right now that feel disenfranchised.
I don't blame them.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they, after all this time, have given up on the notion of both political organizations and committed their ideas to this entity for change, for growth and development.
Yeah.
And those same people have a heart for change. You could find them in the COI. You could find them in the DNA.
Yeah.
You could find them in independence. Those same 3,000 and even more.
Yeah.
But they are afraid to step up and step out because we don't have a unified voice.
Unity. To there be you able go. To That's make it a right change there. That's it right there. If one person was to stand up and another person join them and another person.
Once you find connection, you could start. We could stand on this breeze all day.
It's starting, you know. That's why I say this change where you see people in Harbour Island standing up, where you see people in Eleuthera standing up, Abaco standing up, Bimini standing up. I can only encourage Bahamians. You see people standing up.
Come on,
man. Be accountable to yourself. Be accountable to your kids. So when your kids and your grandkids ask, "What the F were you doing when all this was going down?" Right? Why didn't you do something? You've got an accountability. And Howard, I joked with you when your show first came out. I thought that the lyrics when I first heard it was saying the plantation.
Ooh. Ooh! Toby! You need to stop!
And now all they need to do is throw in a few Uncle Toms as the gatekeepers, right? And when you said that
plantation!
The plantation. Da-da-da.
Oh my God, Toby! Is that how we view ourselves? As a plantation, or is this the subconscious cloud that looms over us?
Listen,
that rains down a neo-colonialism rain.
That's how it is.
Spry. All right. Continues to fall on our heads.
So Columbus comes.
Plantation.
Yeah, man. Columbus comes in on this big boat. This
Toby,
big boat, the biggest boat they ever seen.
You doing a lot.
They come in on this big boat and give us little trinkets of glass beads and fancy food and all this kind of thing. Right now, here we are, 500 years later, and falling for these big boats. Bringing trinkets and carrying all the wealth that we got here out.
Toby, your analogy was a little bit too
plantation.
Strong.
And they're doing this. It was like, oh, well, the white boy, he got it privileged. He got it made. He got it. No, I don't. You see the fight and I fight.
You're the home white boy right here.
I was a down-home white boy. But now here it is. Here it is that people are saying, oh, you know, but if white do have that much, if white Bahamians really have that much privilege, and I wasn't born with no silver spoon in my mouth. I used to wash car and cut grass at 8 years old.
Can it be said that you're just not connected to this kind of a privilege that exists?
Because I want a legitimate. Listen. I don't want nothing under the table. I want legitimate access to legitimately what's being offered. So if the legitimacy is that you need to apply for Crown Land, okay,
I applied.
But make it a level playing field, and it's not that if I apply and some cruise line applies that I get ignored and the cruise line get ushered in. Or if anyone else in the Bahamas, they've got a bonefish lodge that they want to start up in Crooked Island, for instance, right? Or that community center that I said, that community hub, let's say that it's in Governor's Harbor, right? Where you've got a fish fry in the evenings for the guests and Bahamians to enjoy so people can sell their wares. You've got like a Gumbe summer in this cultural hub. Where the community decides through local government, look, the money that we're raising from this cultural hub, we're going to put it towards getting a fire truck. We're going to put it towards the school. We're going to put it towards a book drive. We're going to put it towards, and then grow that so that it becomes beyond what the community is, so that people actually.
Toby, this is heavy.
That used to live in governors that now came to Nassau to make money as being subservient, making a paycheck. Have actually now attracted to return home because there's opportunity for stone crab
but
fishing,
not
for lobster fishing. No,
they're not,
man, as much
let's
as
take
they
a telephone call, Toby. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Guys, I'm calling back because I heard that last caller saying that my statement was dangerous, and then there was questions of qualification. Why is there one fire truck qualified? The other thing is, why haven't you done anything before that? It's perception. Now, the Prime Minister is on, you know, standing up about the fire in Rigen Island. Why is the Prime Minister making a statement to the country when you have a chief of fire or police or what that sort of thing? That's not his job. What you're not seeing is smoke and mirrors. And at the same time, you're talking about these individuals, and I made the statement. It's a clique.
and we're going over the same the same statements. If you're not in the clique, you're not going to make it. Point made.
Wow.
Qualified.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Let me take this quick commercial break and get right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now, 326 EPIC. Hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from around the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. Toby's in here. Toby, you can tell us what constituency you're running for, because it sounds like you're ready to go.
I'm running. I could be sprinting. If I come out,
Toby, but you got to start with running, then you can get to the sprint. All this what you're doing now for the past 13 years, you've already gone past the jogging, you're running, now it's time.
Yeah.
When you present yourself, you'll be sprinting.
Yeah.
So where are you presenting yourself, Toby?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I mean, there's a possibility. I wouldn't even say at this stage that there's a strong possibility. But I've got my motivation behind it, and you know, if I was to run, that comes with a lot of responsibility to represent a lot of people in a great place as the House of Parliament to bring about change. I can only encourage, given
representation ain't no easy thing now. Representation is perpetual, is consistent, is
yeah.
It requires. It's not what a lot of these members of parliament are doing right now.
Yeah.
That's not representation.
No, but I agree with you. So what is the representation? It's representing the people who voted to put you in there and others that live in that constituency who didn't even vote for you or didn't even vote. But the thing is that as soon as they get into that position of power, it comes from the cartel's top head leader.
The cartel is a strong word.
It is a strong word. It's a collective body of people.
No, I'm saying to identify it outside of a parliament, outside of a body, outside of an organization, to say it in that particular manner, we know that the local connotations that we have on cartel.
Yeah, but I'm not going by local connotations.
I'm
going by the fact of how it's defined. How it's defined.
I'm not going to fight you, Toby.
In the Oxford Dictionary.
I'm not going to fight you, Toby.
But it really has to be, are these people being represented, or are they representing an agenda that comes from the top down?
Let me take a telephone call before we get out of here. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
What's happening?
Everything cool, Papa. You're Toby.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
Good afternoon, Papa.
Everything cool, Howard. Good afternoon, Toby.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Toby.
Yes, sir.
Something you said just now, oh, man. But listen, though. When it comes down to running, like you were saying, no, first, just before I forget it. Yeah, it comes with a lot of responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Toby, I think you got... I know you ain't running. You ain't saying you don't want to work hard, right? You're saying how to deal with all these people, and all these people have different things. They may understand that then if you don't be the prime minister, you still got to go to whosoever the government is to get things done in your area. You're just a warrior. I think you could do it. If I would have had to pick one for you, yeah, Cat Island would have been kind of good because no one ever thought Perry Christie would have lost his seat neither. But I see you in that same area where you're trying to do the work over Paradise Island. I see you running speed racing, sprinting against Wayne Monroe.
And no, Freetown. No, Wayne Monroe is Freetown.
Freetown.
That's what
so what constituency are you in?
You could beat him in that area, and I think Freetown covers a little bit of Paradise Island.
Freetown is it also encompasses, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
Freetown.
Paradise Island encompasses Paradise Island. I mean, Freetown. So that'll be a good area for you to run. Now, this is what I was trying to remember. They mightn't be cartels like the cartels we know, but they political cartels and leaders. And they political gangsters. They stick up for one another when they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're so gangsters and cartelish politically. Till if one of them do something wrong, we know one don't say, well, you're wrong and come out the group. You even think the leaders, the people they talking about who's supposed to be evil or bad towards the country. So that's how cartel, that's how political cartel they is, as a gang politically. And they're a bunch of clowns and a bunch of jokey leaders. And I know you would have...
No, not that. All. I qualify my statement that I... You're right.
Glenys Anna Martin. I respect her, boy.
And I respect her, too.
I believe if she was the prime minister, boy, they wouldn't have been able to do this.
I totally agree with you. And she stood up in parliament, and she's named me, and she stood up for Bahamians. I have the utmost respect for Glenys Anna. No problem. I got... When I say jokers and clowns, I'm not directing that to everybody in the House of Assembly. I'm not directing that to everybody in the House of Assembly. Somebody like Glenys Anna Martin, she does have my respect. I have the utmost respect for her.
She should have been a prime minister. I don't like her a prime minister, and Fred Mitchell deal with you in the beginning. And I think that's a big disappointment. It looked like Brad Davis would have liked if you'd have just shut your mouth and be quiet and wait till they could have do whatever. You know what I hear some people saying? I don't know what kind of people behemoths you'll call it. They told me he needed to shed his moat, man. And the government give him a piece of the property. He should have been glad he get a business close to that big company so he could, like, get business off with him and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
But that's the rub, though, my brother. What happened, Papa, is that under Minnis, there was a cabinet conclusion where the FNM cabinet at the time agreed to give me a lease. We had an agreement for a lease. A lease was drafted, perfected, and given to me. And that's what I went off. And then Carl Bethel came afterwards to say, no, 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 that ain't worth the piece of paper it's written on. Go ahead with RCL and screw me out of it. However, did RCL get a cabinet conclusion the same way that I went through it? Did RCL get one for their lease? So, you know, why don't Toby just shut up and take the land that they gave him? They gave me the land and then took it away.
All what was promised us to be him and... What, you getting nothing, or you own some of the property, or you don't own anything?
No, what it was, Papa, was that they agreed to give me a Crown land lease, which they gave me, And then they wanted to rescind it without any kind of repercussion. Just shut up and take it and push it down his throat. And that ain't how I did it.
No, rescind is to take back. Just to take back. They give it to you and then they take it back.
They try to take it back to say that there was never a valid agreement.
Yeah, I thought Brave Davis would have dealt with that for you, though. Look like he was one of those behemoths who's going to be disappointed also. But voting them out is a joke, Toby. Toby, yeah, it comes with a lot of responsibility, but if we run against Wayne Monterey, they're very proud of this Islanders. I think anybody could beat them. They get a good awakening coming, a big surprise. They think PLP is proud of their foolishness. PLP can't wait to vote their backside out. And that guy was be calling the show. I could be wrong. I just call him. I ain't call him for his name, because calling their name make them feel like they're somebody. Camp. And they have an Emerson Powell, and he wasn't getting any reach. You see how he's coming on the radio crying, saying he can't get a job from this one and the next one. Now Toby talking. Want Toby to shut up and this and that. They ain't getting no shame because they party in power.
Wow.
They got to remember God's still in charge, man. Politicians come and go, PLP and FNM, they come and go. Coming on this radio defending the PLP when they wrong. Bradley Camp, why you don't come on and then when something wrong, tell us when the party wrong. You're just coming on defending. Like
you're saying you can call his name, but you call his name. I appreciate you, Papa.
Thanks, Papa.
Thank you, man, Papa. Let's go to next telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Toby. I'm calling from Nairobi. I wanted to get in. I was on the phone for a minute.
Good afternoon. Ago, this 52?
Yeah, this 52.
Yes, so my brother.
Would you say 52?
Toby,
uh-huh.
I really appreciate your audacity and your importunity.
Cojones.
But you said 13 years, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, and that shows me what type of character and person you are, right?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, and something you said at the beginning of the show, you know, the people itself, we are causing this, you know. We are in a non-clairvoyant, visionless era. And this is what I'm seeing. I don't even want to talk about Kemp. He is exempt. But that last call, who criticized Nico, right? Nico didn't say burn down the part of third. He said he might as well. So, I mean, when you listen, you have a right for free speech. You didn't curse a Howard. Respect is mutual. It's supposed to be reciprocal, right?
Yes, yes.
But if the government is contemptuous towards the Beeman people, and that call who criticized Nico, I think he's readless because he's always defending the indefensible, and he seems very limited in the fact that he doesn't realize what free speech is. And so, with his mindset, he's embracing subservience and tyranny because being totally subservient is food for tyranny. He doesn't have a bit of philosophical mind that I don't know what type of person he is, but he's a real a brown noser. That's what I see him as. Because he never speaks against the status quo.
52.
He always, you know, I mean, if the leaders don't, I mean, come on, we need more than just, there's a lot more things going on than saying, calling someone a joker or a clown. A joker makes someone laugh, a clown makes someone laugh. So I don't know what side of the fence he's on, but he's a part of the problem. I know he didn't offer a solution.
I made Howard laugh earlier on. 52, can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Or rather tell you something. Whenever I hear you call, and it's usually when I'm driving in my trans around, whenever I hear you call, you sound so intelligent and educated, and you got your facts together, my brother. Every time I hear you, I want you to know, coming from me, that I'm impressed with what you deliver when you call into the radio.
I listen to Howard. I also, and he would say, like, Lang. Me and Lang always get along most of the time, but Lang speaks to when he's up to, Lang will say what he's up to say. So whenever Lang speaks politically, I sit and I listen. And so I enjoy his political reviews and whatever his political outlook, because Lang is sincere when it comes to this. I mean, I don't know why we don't have Lang back in politics, because, I mean, he's a trustworthy person. And so we need people like that, and so we just wallowing, and nobody's trying to be sincere.
Are you really in Nairobi?
The political arena in this country, and the people are just sitting here fighting amongst themselves, like you say, Toby, on the plantation, and making one another the problem.
Yeah.
I get the same reviews wherever I go out, but I've been, for clients, I've spent almost $5,000 on just material, the foam fabric, to this other place, and I'm not talking personal spending, but I'm not getting anything at risk because they don't care. Give thanks.
Bless up.
Thank you, man. 52, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. Toby, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to sit with us today and have a good conversation. We talk about growth, development, and this idea of being able to move the country forward. There's a text that came through. They says, Howard, give Toby my number.
All right, no problem.
They say, Howard, give Toby my number, because more than he is frustrated, it's time for us to be able to make a change.
Thank you very much.
You sound like you're getting your campaign team together.
Campaign coming together already. Yeah, boy. Howard, I really appreciate you. I appreciate your listeners. I appreciate this platform that Guardian Radio 96.9 provides. And give thanks, man. Bless up. And everybody, please try hard. Offer yourself. Yeah, if you're complaining and you're not doing nothing about it, you're part of the problem. Stand up.
Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow, we're going to be here jamming again right here on Guardian Radio 96.9, The Foundation. We'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed.
Foundation.